Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
You weasel teachers getting a four-day weekend out there. My daughter's yesterday. You know, we're off school this week, Friday and Monday.
Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Teacher in service day.
Oh, for God's sake.
I look at my wife and go, oh, they wanted the four-day weekend, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. There you go. 855-839-1210. Cut sheet 745. We'll get to Fetterman and Trump, as well as Carrie Underwood and Inauguration Day coming up shortly. But right now, let's get to the news. Round number two at 7:08. The great Dame, Dawn Stensland.
Good morning. We are sponsored by Meineke in Kale & Company News Live. This Tuesday morning, January the 14th, 24 degrees, clear skies. We're only headed up to this is a big chill. We're back to the big chill after the nice little warm tease that happened Sunday and Monday. So the high today just in the low 30s. It will never feel like that with the breeze that's hitting us. So bundle up if you're headed out this morning. But thank you, Meineke, for sponsoring us. So we had talked a lot about, these are some follow-ups. President-elect Trump had announced from one of his two Mar-a-Lago news conferences last week, there'd be, quote, hell to pay if the 100 Jews, the hostages who've been held since October 7th, 2023 by Hamas terrorists, there'd be hell to pay if they were not released before his inauguration, which TikTok is on the 20th, as we've talked about. The latest here is that Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, as well as the release of the dozens of hostages.
Well, yeah.
So that's dozens. The headline.
I think that's important because I believe, Greg, you are the belief yesterday that a lot of these people, sadly, are probably no longer alive.
Well, of the 100 still captive, we know that the military in Israel and Israeli officials believe at least one-third of the 100 are dead.
So in 18 months, Joe Biden could not get the hostages out. But in 18 paragraphs, Donald Trump is going to be able to pull that off. I would say that's a pretty good start for the incoming administration. If, in fact, Americans, American Jews, Jews in general, go home safely, put that on the victory column. 47.
And I'll also point out the Mideast envoy, who, remember Steve, he introduced him at Mar-a-Lago and said he was headed back, is there, has joined the negotiations. That's what's new.
And I think you made a great point yesterday, too, Dawn, because Trump's not a war guy. Trump wants to end wars. He doesn't want to start them. He doesn't want to engage. And when he says there's hell to pay, it's not that he's going to send more American troops into the Middle East. You were talking about the financial punishments that Iran would face because, of course, we know they bankroll and fund a lot of this activity.
100%. Yeah. So we'll see if after nearly 16 months, these hostages, and hope to God, you know, more have survived than thought, but those families certainly praying for this to end.
I cannot imagine what it would be like. We saw those tunnels, those underground caves. Can you imagine a year and a half of your life living potentially in that setting?
And to your point, think about this. Think about the coverage and lack thereof.
It doesn't exist. It hasn't existed for like a year.
All the stations, they should have, you know, the day, how many days, how many, you know, hostages are believed. You just don't hear it. It's incredible to me that nobody, I mean, we talk about it, some conservative site, but it's like these hostages are forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some of them Americans, by the way.
That's correct.
So we have that going on. We've been updating you as well on the California, the fires, the wildfires. So unfortunately, Santa Ana winds are set to, you know, strengthen and causing critical fire conditions over the next 3 days. And the National Weather Service, all of those services that put out these warnings, that it's now going back to a critical situation because the winds are kicking back up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is across Los Angeles, Ventura counties, as the region obviously continues to battle historic deadly blazes.
So Palisades fire, by the way, only 14% contained. 14% in a week, Dawn.
And they've, in the Palisades fire alone, they burned more than 23,000 acres. The wind-fed wildfires killing at least 24 people. This morning, we have reports of dozens of people missing and unaccounted for. And these have swept through 40,000 acres in the Los Angeles, the greater LA area, if you will, destroying entire communities. And the latest count of the structures, 12,300 structures are known to have been destroyed.
Wow.
So the largest one, Palisades, we talked about, 14% contained. And that one also threatened Brentwood. That's the home of the vice president, Kamala Harris, and Encino, as well as Westwood.
Yeah.
Evacuation orders in effect for 92,000 residents of Los Angeles proper. And then 89,000 are in evacuation warning zones, which means they need to leave at a moment's notice.
I believe Kamala said something to the extent yesterday of remaining patient during this process. Could you imagine watching your community burn to the ground? And like Palisades, for example, you're at 14% containment. I lose my mind when I do the mandatory iPhone reboot and it takes 30 minutes and my phone's only at 14% rebooted. Now imagine something that actually is of significance to your life, like your property and your home.
We have Kamala saying that, really.
Do we?
Yeah.
And so it's critically important that to the extent you can find anything that gives you an ability to be patient in this extremely dangerous and unprecedented crisis that you do.
Yeah, yeah, word salads for wildfires, baby. That's the mantra that she's going to be running on in 2026 when she runs for governor of California. Just be patient. You know, go down to your local Applebee's, have a couple of beers, you know, take your mind off of it.
Well, not to be topped, Joe Biden gave some cash relief, or is going to give some cash relief to the people impacted by these fires. Come on down. Cut 22, roll it.
And I want to be clear. We're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims. We're getting them help right now, as you all know. People impacted by these fires are going to receive one-time payment of $770.
$770.
One-time payment.
There you go.
So they can quickly purchase things like water, baby formula, prescriptions.
Yeah. Right.
So far, nearly 6,000 survivors have registered to do just that. And $5.1 million has gone out.
There you go.
You can't get a dinner for four for $770 in Pacific Palisades. Amazing. Think about that. $770 for you, $500 million for Ukraine.
25. Those houses out there in the Pacific Palisades, in a minimum, cost probably what? $8 million?
Oh, yeah.
$10 million?
Yeah.
$25 million?
Yeah.
Here's 770 bucks.
I mean, just to think about this. So I know for a fact that my former boss, who now runs the Odyssey Sports Station in the Bay Area, San Francisco, not L.A., but still equally as expensive probably, or within the same ballpark, over $1.5 million on a home that is 1,900 square feet. So if a radio guy is paying $1.5 million, what do you think these Hollywood people are paying for their homes in Pacific Palisades? $13 million? $16 million? And getting what? I don't know, maybe 3,000 square feet, which is nice, but it's 16 million bucks.
Chris Eppolito on the YouTube chat says $770 because they were told $750 in North Carolina wasn't enough.
That's right. Joe gave him a bump. He's playing politics.
A few more bucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Liberal towns get 20 extra bucks.
Oh, goodness. We do have reports. We've talked a couple things. We know that there are lawsuits where residents are concerned that the cause of at least some of these fires, the cause being electric wires, those utility companies. So there's at least one lawsuit that we know of against Edison. And also this morning, and it started yesterday afternoon, really, word that a recall attempt to knock California Governor Newsom out of office is in fact underway. He's facing pretty harsh criticism for his handling of the LA wildfires. And his critics and opponents label his leadership as, quote, a series of catastrophic failures.
Wow.
So it looks like this is underway as they try to get signatures and put forth a recall special election for Newsom. So one of the, one of them is under the reign of governor, this is a quote, under the reign of Governor Newsom, living in California has become impossible for average people through years of poor policies, increasing the cost of living, increasing crime, increasing drug use and homelessness, and the cost of the burden on businesses, especially small businesses and communities, and decreasing professional standards, educational standards. I mean, it goes on and on. Disappearance of billions of taxpayers' dollars to failed pet projects. I mean, it goes. So this one is Randy Economy. That was one of the statements. I know Newsweek have the story that I quoted earlier this morning, but now the New York Post is picking it up this morning. So it looks like this started yesterday afternoon, and it's underway to recall him.
You know, we talk about Democrats always turning on each other and the media turning on the left. Just wait until the Karen Bass resignation chants begin. And imagine if Karen Bass is forced to essentially step aside before, or if she's the only casualty and Gavin Newsom survives, you know what the media will do. Well, it's sexist and it's racist. It wasn't Karen Bass that should have been gone. It was it starts at the top of the state with the straight white man, Gavin Newsom. Pay attention to that. That'll happen if one of these people lose their job.
So a spokesman for Newsom this morning is dismissing this latest attempt for another recall of Newsom, says the governor is 100% focused on the fires, ongoing rescue efforts, and the recovery process, not politics, unquote.
I don't know. He's been tweeting a lot about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I would say he's focused on a lot of politics.
So we have all of that going on for you. So much happening this morning and so much news this morning for sure. Speaking of, we have Trump news. We told you earlier in the report that was released in the wee hours of this morning, and certainly Trump reacting to that as far as Jack Smith, he resigned over the weekend, special prosecutor, but he released a piece of his report, volume one, in saying that he absolutely, if Trump had not been reelected, that he could have proven that Trump, in fact, committed election interference the last time around in 2020.
Okay.
So we have that one going on. So this is Attorney General Merrick Garland publicly, DOJ, releasing Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on the probe into Trump efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
As Eddie Murphy said in 48 hours, bye, Jack. F you, Jack. That's what I have to say.
Trump in this, the wee hours of the morning, responding with on Truth Social, among other things, calling it fake findings in his overnight social media post at the release of this thing. So we have all of that going on. Hope in Gaza. Also, by the way, Hunter Biden, there's Hunter Biden news as the Justice Department special counsel whose 6 years case into Hunter Biden actually, obviously that one was turned around because of the pardon that was decades long unconditional pardon given by President Joe Biden to his son. But now there's criticism that the outgoing president in the final report released just yesterday, this is special, it's a local story technically, special counsel David Weiss, in essence, giving Biden a little lecture for making, quote, gratuitous and wrong accusations that the long-running investigation into Hunter was unfair or tainted by politics. Jim Jordan recently said that the probe, as far as ethics committees and that sort of thing, will continue. But in this one, we have Weiss saying in his report that other presidents have pardoned family members, but in doing so, none have taken the occasion as an opportunity to malign the public servants.
And Hunter Biden, according to Weiss, made millions off of the Biden last name. Very interesting that, you know, both of these reports and these special counsels kind of in, I would almost say, coordination with the timing of these releases. Not that I think really most people probably don't care about either one at this point, because as we said when we covered this, you know, endlessly, we all realized that nothing was going to happen to any of these individuals, right?
Yeah, just, we did.
Yes, just theater.
So we talked a lot. We talked a lot this morning about what happened yesterday. Biggity big news conference. The announcement about the sports arenas. There will be no Sixers arena on Market East, but there will be some kind of revitalization. So Mayor Sherelle Parker, joined by the big names, the owners, among them Brian Roberts of Comcast. Mm-hmm. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Well, it's an emotional time.
No, it's not emotional.
The Wanamaker Building, yeah, I get it. Macy's.
So Chinatown Group celebrating this. The new arena will also be the home of the Flyers. We'll host touring acts, special events. Comcast obviously owns the Flyers as well as the Wells Fargo Center, where both teams currently play. The one thing I did not mention yesterday, so the bottom line here is the proposed 76-place arena, that's not going to happen in the city's Market East Station section, but they say they will do some revitalization. Wanda Sykes was there. And she's a local resident, the comedian Wanda Sykes.
I was just going to say, why do I know that name, Wanda Sykes?
Yes.
She came to Parks with us.
Yeah.
Right? Or am I? No.
Was she at Parks? I
was
missed
she not
that
at Parks?
One. Well, maybe she has appeared at Parks. I love her. She's a,
who am I
but she's a
of?
Chester County resident.
Okay.
She and her partner live in. So anyway, she's pushing for the WNBA.
No,
so,
for God's sake.
So she was there.
Oh, great.
Talking about that. So I just wanted
to take out a Macy's. We don't get a Sixers deal, but we'll bring in a business that hasn't turned a profit in 3 decades.
Yeah, yep.
Well,
great. Great.
Would the WNBA be successful here? You know, I don't know, but
sure, if they bring
Caitlin
Clark gets traded here,
they still wouldn't be successful.
Oh, it'd be great. I'd love to see people losing their minds over Caitlin Clark in this town.
So in, well, less than 3 hours, 2.5 hours, tickets go on sale. Philadelphia Eagles. This is the divisional round. Go on sale this morning, 10 o'clock this morning. Tickets can only be purchased online, Ticketmaster.com. You're limited to 4 tickets per household, and all the tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Eagles will face the LA Rams this Sunday, January 19th, 3 p.m. game.
Yeah, my daughter's last night. You want to go to the game, Daddy? I said, sure. And she goes, well, let's get tickets. I go, great. How many do you want? You want a dozen? You want a couple of sweets? Hey, why not? Why didn't I think of that? I'm going to guess that the average ticket price for that game, because it'll be the last home game because they have to play if they win in Detroit. I'm going to say average ticket price, $475. That's my guess.
Well, we have, so there's a new book club in town. Maybe call it the Brown Book Club.
Yeah.
But remember we talked about,
I knew you were going to bring
Eagles
this up,
star receiver A.J. Brown. And his book. Well, guess what? His book by self-help author Jim Murphy became the... I bought this book. It's now the hottest seller on Amazon overnight.
Geez, almighty.
It's called Inner Excellence.
Here's my suggestion for people out there contemplating it.
Don't.
Why?
By the way, yeah, how about that reporter yesterday, James Palmer, saying, oh, no, he has it. It's highlighted. Yeah. It's been banged off the bench. Is it possible? As I channel my inner Joe Pesci here from my cousin Vinny, is it possible that that book was actually read and highlighted by somebody else?
No.
And gifted to A.J. Brown?
Why do you think that? I think it's his book.
Jalen Hurts apparently said at the press conference Sunday that he's never seen A.J. Brown read in his life.
Well, I think he's busting his chops.
I think they hate each other.
They don't hate each other. They go way back. They do not hate each other. But they bust each other's chops. It's number one on Amazon's bestsellers list as of actually yesterday, like last night at some point.
Yeah.
Took the top spot on the trending list.
Mm-hmm.
It was ranked before that at 523,497th.
It shot up a half million spots in the rankings?
Yes, sir.
For God's sake.
Now, did you get the paperback, the hardback, or the digital version?
I got the digital version, and I got the paperback. We are
a dumb nation.
Why? I love these. Look.
A.J. Brown, reading influencer.
Yeah. Have you ever heard him speak? I don't think he reads too much.
So what?
He struggled to cite what he was reading when we played that clip yesterday, remember? He's like, oh, yeah, it's about, hold on a second.
Brown said he was surprised his moment went viral because he says he often reads on the sidelines, yeah. He says. Okay. He said, y'all caught me this time.
Yeah.
If I score a touchdown or drop a pass, mm-hmm. it's something how I refocus.
Right.
And he had a great quote. He said that for him, the game was 10% physical, 90% mental.
Ah.
I believe that with sports. Mm. Bought it for my son.
Did you notice Devontae Smith sitting next to him? You know what Devontae Smith was reading? You know what Devontae Smith had in his hands when he wasn't getting fed the ball enough?
Plays.
He had his Microsoft Surface tablet.
Oh.
And you know what's on that tablet? Previous plays, yeah. Pictures, yeah. Film, yeah. Video.
I don't know why you hating on AJ.
This is gonna end up like T.O., I'm telling you. And he's going to be the problem.
He's not the problem. AJ is not the problem.
I'm trading him for a fifth rounder.
Would you stop?
Get
he
out.
And look, when the he and Jalen are good together.
Yeah.
They just busted each other's chops.
Yeah, just ball busting.
I think it's great. He has a self. He's focusing. There's a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
He's working through it, reading his book.
Give us a recap once you read it. I'm curious to know
Inner
what that
excellence.
Book's about. Yeah, because we know AJ can't give us the Cliff Note version.
All right, we have to break.
All right, we have to talk about Meineke.
Please. Jesus, mighty.
When you step on your brakes, do you hear, and that's what Greg Stocker just did. He just stepped on the Meineke brakes.
Right.
Do you hear a squeal or a grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem, find a location near you, Meineke.com. What?
He's
laughing.
He's reading YouTube. He's reading YouTube. All right, coming up next, John Fetterman. Well, he's kind of triggered the op-ed department of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Carrie Underwood has triggered America. That on the way before we get to the cut sheet, and it's coming up next. But right now, we got to tell you about our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. As I just recently drove the 2025 Hyundai Tucson right before the holidays, and you know, bad weather on the way, snow. Maybe you're in the market for a sport utility vehicle. Can we suggest the Hyundai Tucson? After all, it is the brand's most popular SUV, and they've completely overhauled the exterior and the interior. Bold new design with plenty of cargo space, while the standard all-wheel drive and the great gas mileage. Take a look at the gas mileage on Piazza's website. You'll be blown away by this one. And it's going to have you prepared for any adventure. And especially with distracted drivers, bad drivers out there. You heard Dawn in the 6 o'clock news, people piling into three cars at a red light. It comes with a best-in-class safety rating. That's paramount for you, but especially for your friends, your family, and your loved ones that are coming along with you. Visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown just off of Route 422 or Piazza Hyundai on Route 202 in Westchester and online anytime at your convenience, PiazzaHyundai.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, We're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the Philadelphia Inquirer and their editorial board. Op-ed that was published with the headline, "Enabling Trump is a bad look for Fetterman." So apparently Fetterman going down to Mar-a-Lago to talk with Trump has triggered the Philadelphia Inquirer. And they are saying that it's bad for the big man. They write the following. Has Senator John Fetterman gone MAGA? Or is Pennsylvania's now senior senator just trying to stay in power? Either way, Fetterman's pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago this weekend is just the latest attempt to cozy up to Donald Trump. His conversion is even more head-spinning, giving his strong backing for Biden last summer. But soon after the election, Fetterman voiced the support for several of Trump's cabinet nominees, including Marco Rubio and Elise Stefanik. Fetterman also met with Pete Hegseth, who is having his hearing coming up at 9:30 this morning. And last month, Fetterman became the first Democrat senator to join Truth Social, Trump's social media site and the breeding ground for hate speech and conspiracy theories. Fetterman's first post on the site was for the pardoning of Trump for his criminal conviction in the New York hush money case. Last week also, Fetterman was the first Democratic senator to co-sponsor the Republican bill named after Lakin Riley. They also go on to write that Fetterman used to call himself a progressive Democrat, but now, a year later, quote, "I'm not a progressive, I'm just a regular Democrat," talking about the crisis in Gaza. As you know, Fetterman backed Bernie Sanders on the support of legalized marijuana, wealth taxes, and a $15 an hour minimum wage, as well as Medicare for all. Fetterman has also become a favorite of Fox News, where he is a frequent guest. They go on to write, "Sorry, Senator, but this is nothing like the Louisiana Purchase," in reference to Fetterman talking about Trump purchasing Greenland. The Inquirer wraps up by saying this. Fetterman's response to anxious Democrats is to, quote, "chill out." Apparently, Fetterman is okay with enabling Trump as long as he gets to hold on to his Senate seat. He would do well to remember the old adage, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. So let's get into this conversation a little bit, because, look, is it politics? Is it for his own political future? Probably an element of truth to that. I have no problem with that. But what I try to do is I try to be consistent. I despise left-wing policies. I can't stand the Squad Dems and the far-left progressive radical faction. I disagree with Democrats. I disagree with liberals on a lot of things. I disagree with moderates on many things, on the slightly left of center Democrat version of the party, which is a very small base. But I literally despise everything that the far left wants to put into practice. So I can't be hypocritical and be a hypocrite when Fetterman echoes common sense viewpoints on a litany of topics that happened to coincide with people right of center. And, you know, we talked about this back in the summer when Trump was shot, dialing back the rhetoric and, you know, getting politicians on both sides of the aisle to actually get things done, right, and find common ground. That's what this is about when we're talking about actually getting results. So I'm not going to kill Fetterman for going to Mar-a-Lago or doing his job and talking to Pete Hegseth. I would much rather see a Democrat actually trying to find commonalities with a MAGA Republican than going on MSNBC and calling him Hitler or saying Pete Hegseth is not qualified to do this job or RFK is a total maniacal kook. So, like, this anti-Fetterman stance from the left, and maybe he was a liar. Maybe he's not a progressive. Or maybe he is a progressive, and he's lying now. But he's on the same page with Republicans on three or four of the biggest issues out there, the big picture topics, one of which is the Middle East. Is this political? Yes. But, like, this is actually called progress. Isn't that what we want? Or do we just always want to be at each other's throats? You would think, because isn't it about uniting America? Wasn't that Biden's message 4 years ago? Trump's divisive, and I'm going to unite the country? You read this editorial today. It's on Philadelphia Inquirer's website, inquirer.com. Might be behind a paywall. If you have an account, great. It's worth reading because you can almost sense the fact that they despise the fact that Fetterman would even associate with Donald Trump and Republicans and Mar-a-Lago. And he's not the only one, right? Like, Don, we've been talking about this now for how long? Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. We're seeing billionaires, left-wingers, newspaper publications all falling in line. And yes, we realize that they are being weasels and that they're doing it for their best bottom line business interest. But what's your thought on Fetterman? Because he's been very based and very common sense now for probably closing in on a year and a half. And I'm not saying he's ever going to be a Republican. I don't want him to be a Republican. And if he's the nominee 4 years down from president, I hope whoever runs against him, if it's J.D. Vance, I hope J.D. Vance kicks his ass. But I'm not going to kill the guy for doing what we want our elected officials to do, regardless of what side of the aisle they're on. I think this is a step in the right direction in maybe healing a fractured, divided nation. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that first of all, it's interesting that those on the left are not happy that Fetterman, who's really a darling of the Democrat Party, going to Mar-a-Lago. Another headline, the New Republic, quote, Trump lavishes praise on John Fetterman after Fetterman bends the knee. But it's interesting that I haven't heard people from the right side criticizing Trump, because Trump released, you know, Trump said he thought Fetterman was impressive and, you know, praised not only Fetterman went there with his wife, Giselle. I don't think the kids were there. I don't know. But his wife, Giselle, we haven't heard much from her. She was there. I think that you look at Fetterman and Katie Britt, they've appeared on Fox with Bret Baier at least twice that I can think of. Mm-hmm. They co-sponsored, obviously, the Lake and Riley law, which they're going to be discussing today.
Yep.
So I just think that this is savvy. This is savvy on the part of Fetterman.
And I think it's
savvy on the part of Trump. Yeah. To accept his visit.
And it's not just lip service. It's not just like Fetterman is going on Fox News a lot with Bret Baier to garner points in the media. He co-sponsored and voted for the Lake and Riley Act, which we talked about last week, where 159 of his fellow Democratic colleagues voted against deporting illegals that are here. And then on top of it, commit sexual violent acts, right? So, like, you can, and I get it when you know, MAGA Republicans say, be careful, John Fetterman, kind of a weasel, something smells fishy. I get it. I'm not saying, like, hey, you know, this guy's a closet Republican. He's not. But you know what? When you have some of these, like, you know who's a Democrat that I actually like that actually votes a lot of times on common sense? California Democrat Ro Khanna. Big free speech absolutist. I don't even know that he's a classic liberal. He's a moderate at worst. And, you know, it's we need more of that from the Democrat side and less of the
Summerlees and AOCs and Bernie Sanders and all of these failed policies. And look, it's the catch 22, right? You don't want those progressive policies, but the alternative is a slide of the left back towards center, which I believe gives them a better chance to win elections moving forward, which is something I'm not keen on because I don't trust them, and I think they will revert back to some of those far-left policies when put in office. But you look at Fetterman, I mean, he has been incredible with common sense since, I mean, let's see, he had the stroke in the spring of 22, then we had the primaries in the fall. By late 2023, so probably going on 16 to 18 months, you're like, and this guy, I mean, I remember the Babylon Bee headline being far-left progressive suffers stroke and in recovery becomes a conservative. Nobody's saying he's a conservative, but he's voting with common sense. And, you know.
Well, you're basically saying your take is basically what Trump, the quote from Trump with the Washington Examiner is. He's a common sense person. He's not a liberal or a conservative. He's just a common sense person, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Unquote.
Well, and then, but I mean, you know, that's great. But Trump was also the guy that said he looked like a buffoon with a hooded sweatshirt. So, you know, it's, you get both ends of this where, you know, Trump calls him a goof. And then and all of a sudden he comes to Mar-a-Lago and he's like, oh, he's a great guy. You know, I understand playing the game. I totally get it.
I think Trump does not like people. I think Fetterman's the only person who could get away with wearing a hoodie in Mar-a-Lago. They probably have a dress code.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
But
on that.
I think Trump, with anybody who would wear a hoodie or whatever, you never see any of his kids or Barron, who's a teenager. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'd be pissed at me right now. He'd be looking.
Yeah, he's all about.
That's right.
Looking the part.
There you go. And then we'll wrap with, you know what? Let's, because we're up against it. We got to get to the cut sheet.
Thank you.
We'll save the Carrie Underwood story for maybe like 8:45 when we come out of the cut sheet. Let's get to it. 7:47 on this Tuesday morning. It's time for What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Tuesday? Sponsored by the Newtown Athletic Club, the Knack. That's right. We will be there Monday. So make sure you join us for Inauguration Day. We start at 6 a.m. So make sure you're out there bright and early. Breakfast will be served. Coffee, Danishes, orange juice, whatever you want. It's all going to be there at the Knack. Please make sure. Show of hands. I'm looking to you, YouTube chat. Show of hands. Who's coming out? Who's coming out? Oh.
Let me see.
Kale?
Me.
Kale, you're going out. Dawn?
I will be there.
Dawn, will you be there?
I have to be there.
It's go time for fitness.
I'll be a hostage.
It's go time for your fitness at the Newtown Athletic Club. Will you be chained up? Or the Knack in Bucks County. The Knack offers a variety of family-friendly gym memberships to accommodate each stage of your life, from youth to active aging, young families to empty nesters. Schedule a visit. Go to newtownathletic.com. That's newtownathletic.com. Join us on Monday,
the 20th.
I'm talking to you people.
He just threw the paper at the screen.
That's right.
Woo. I thought that I almost ducked. Right. I thought that was coming at me.
Today, starting at 9:30, Pete Hegseth will face the Senate confirmation hearings. Dawn mentioned this. This week is him. It's Pam Bondi. Pete Hegseth, do you guys? All right, let's. So Jason Miller was on with CNN this morning discussing the Senate confirmation hearings of Pete Hegseth, because then I have a few questions for the two of you. Philip Rowlett.
All right, joining us now, senior advisor to Donald Trump, Jason Miller. Jason, good to have you back on the show. Thanks for being here. Let's start briefly on Pete Hegseth, but I also want to talk to you about the special counsel news and some other things today. For Pete Hegseth's nomination, is there something to hide in the FBI report that Senate Democrats on the committee shouldn't see this report?
Not at all. And in fact, that's why both the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee and the ranking member have had the opportunity to review that file. That is the historical norm for the chairman and the ranking member to take a look at that. I don't know why Democrats want to go and try to change the rules all of a sudden just because it's one of President Trump's nominees. But
well, didn't
Casey,
the Republican
I would have to say,
chairman
I do find
suggest
it rich.
He might be okay with it? That's been our reporting. Our reporting has been that Roger Wicker had suggested, hey, it's okay if Democrats see this, but it was the Trump team that doesn't want it out there.
The historical norm is that the chairman and the ranking member have access to that, and that's exactly what we're doing here. We're doing the same thing you would do with Joe Biden. But Casey, I got to say, find it a little bit rich that Democrats are now complaining about the FBI. But I have to say, don't worry, Democrats. In only a couple short weeks, we're going to confirm Kash Patel to be the next director of the FBI. We're going to get the politics completely out of it, and we can have confidence in our law enforcement once again. But today, Pete Hegseth, I think, is going to do very well. Across the street right now, we have dozens of veterans and Gold Star family members and other supporters of Pete's who've been out there since 4 a.m. ready to support him. And when people see Pete Hegseth address this committee and talk about his knowledge of what we have to do to return that warrior spirit back to the Department of Defense, get away from the wokeism and the unpreparedness, Pete Hegseth is really going to impress people today.
All right. So you had questions for us?
Oh, my first question is do you think he will get through the confirmation hearings?
I do. I actually, and I believe I said this yesterday, following what we saw with Matt Gaetz, that will be the only individual that doesn't see the end zone, so to speak. I think through confirmations or through recess appointments, I believe there's, 13 notable names that are going through the process in the coming days. I think all 13 will get through by hook or by crook.
Dawn, do you think he'll get through?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just...
I'm with you.
Really?
I know that, I mean, yesterday I had Charlie Strange on, Gold Star Dad. He said there are many Gold Star parents and military veterans. They headed there last night, spent the night. They're there this morning.
For support.
To support.
Yep.
Pete Hegseth talking about the fact that they trust him, that he's important. He's an important person to have in the military to change the culture and as well improve the recruitment situation.
And that, to me, is the bottom line. This guy is somebody that has knocked down doors. This is a guy that will eradicate the rot and the awful left-wing woke culture of our military, right? We have talked about recruiting goals. Every branch of the military, I think it was either for calendar year 2023 or maybe it was calendar year 2024, missed their recruiting goals except for one branch. I forget which branch hit it, but the rest of them did not. So, look, if you have done something illegal, if you've committed a crime, I can understand why somebody would not vote for your confirmation or you don't get through. But to me, moral ineptitude or moral failures of whatever Pete has done or did not do with wives, I'm sorry, you can look down on that and I get it.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not a disqualification for you.
Did you see the report that it's just real quick here that about the FBI background briefing on Hegseth's file and maybe all of these 13 nominees going through? I'm not sure about all of them, but as far as the FBI background briefing on Hegseth's file, reportedly the head people, the main people on the committee, they were allowed to see his FBI, the full report of his background check, but they're not distributing those copies to the full committee.
Interesting.
I mean, if I was 70 years old and my daughter was 40 and my daughter came home and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm dating Pete Hegseth," I wouldn't be happy about it. Do I want him dating my daughter? No. Do I want him leading our military? I'm absolutely fine.
The most important question for
Wait a minute. Okay. What about your wife's parents? Would they have said they wanted, you know what I mean? Would they have wanted?
No, they don't want me at all. They hate me.
Stop.
Especially after I switched parties 8 years ago.
By the way, the most important question, because he had to, and if you guys know this, please be honest and don't answer. But it was disclosed how much money Pete Hegseth makes from Fox News. Did either of you see the amount?
I just know it's more than me.
No. Seriously, did either of you see the amount?
I did not. No.
Dawn, did you see the amount? Okay. Can you guys guess?
You know I'm going to be way off.
Dawn, I'm going to start for you because I see you Googling. What's your guess on how much money Pete Hegseth made from Fox News?
Can you remind us what role he served? It was Fox and Friends Weekend, correct?
Fox and Friends Weekends, and he had a deal with apparently Fox Books, whatever the hell that is.
Okay.
Yeah, and he did all those special reports.
Special reports.
And he does, he's a contributor. Yep. You see him on other shows.
Okay. Dawn. Dawn.
I will. So I did start to Google it, but I didn't complete it because I was going to see it.
Because she cheats.
But I didn't look. So I'm going to guess. I'm going to say his. He had a 3-year deal, and I'll say maybe started at $3 million and went up to, I don't know, $3 million, then 3.2 and then 3.6 million.
Whoa.
So I would say, you know, close
$3 million,
to
yeah,
I would million. Say a close, like a 3-year deal worth probably $10 million.
Nick.
Well, I'm not sure if you recall this, Gregory, but
$80,000.
But like, I think it was maybe 6-7 weeks ago when we were talking about this. I said to you, I think I even said to you in your ear while we were on the air with my mic off, I'm like, what do you think he makes on the weekends? Like $200,000-$300,000? And you just, your head exploded and you
laughed.
That's
like what he paid in taxes.
Yeah. I'll go lower than Dawn. Fox and Friends weekend. It's him. It's the lady, and it was Will Kane. It's a 3-person show. We'll go $2 million.
$4.6 million.
I'm in the wrong line of
work. Wait a minute. That's for, so I'm looking at ABC News. He earned $4.6 million in salary in the past 2 years.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think it's 4.6 a year.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, if it's not, then it's 2.3, and I win.
Ha.
By the way, like, seriously, like,
$4.6 million,
and I
even $2.3 million for a weekend show.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay. And the fact that I, you know, with all due respect to Pete Hegseth, who would, you know, A, shoot me in the head, and B, throw me around like a, you know, an 80-pound dumbbell. I mean, I don't think Pete Hegseth can do what we do for a living, but I think I could do what he does for a living.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. Just putting that out there.
He,
but good for
so
him, man. Good
he
for
received
him.
His speaking engagement fees were $900,000 for 40 different events over the past 2 years.
That's what I got to go to Washington Township in late October on a Saturday. I said, hey, with all due respect, NJGOP, there's a big fee for this.
Did you guys see Will Kane? Did you see this?
Yeah, he's taking over for...
Did you say this yesterday? I apologize.
No, I teased it earlier this morning. But yeah, he's taking over the 4 o'clock slot for...
Cavuto left.
Mr. I Can't Hit My Heart Out at 5 o'clock.
I didn't even know... I'll be honest. I didn't even notice Cavuto left. It's a sin.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad for Will Kane.
Yeah.
He'll be fantastic.
Streaming live on YouTube. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT, where we will have our video set up next Monday. So Monday the 20th, we will have our video set up at the Knack. Guess who we're bringing in from the bullpen to help us out on Monday for the video setup? Nick Hale, Dawn Stenslin.
Daniel Valdez
will be back helping us because it's an important thing. We want to make sure we get all the camera angles right and all that good stuff. So Daniel Valdez coming out of retirement to help us for the video component for the Knack. So if you're down there, you will be on camera probably. So make sure you wear your best attire.
By the way, the disclosure report shows, so you're right, Greg. I'm surprised. I think that was high, but he earned between $6.3 million and $9 million in income over the past 2 years. That includes all those speaking fees.
Yeah.
But yeah, $4.6 million in salary from Fox. Wow. That's higher than I imagined.
We talked a lot about the wildfires in California in the first hour of the program. If you just got here, where the hell have you been? But we talked about how the pundits and the Democrats, liberals are all blaming either climate change or, hey, you know what? Nothing could have been done. This is just California. This is what happens. Nothing could have been done. This couldn't have been an inept administration. Nothing like that. It's just California. The Whoopster discussed this on The View yesterday, and this is what she said.
Here's how this works.
Yeah, tell us.
There was a fire catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
In California. Had to do with winds. You know how they always say, oh, the wind. It actually does. The winds move things and sparks move things. And it doesn't matter how much water you have if 900,000 buildings go up at the same time.
She is so dumb. She is so dumb.
Yes.
And the fact that she comes on TV and says this, like it's a matter of fact.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much water you... Really?
And then she's educating us on what the wind does. Jeez, I never knew as a golfer that the wind could move things. Really?
Yeah.
Shocking. Leaves, trees, grass, golf balls, sparks, fire. Really? I'd like to actually have Whoopi and Kamala give us the birds and the bees speech. How babies are made. That would be a riveting exercise from two nitwits.
Here we go. Keep going there. You can keep going there, Phil. Sorry.
Having lived in California,
yeah.
Having lost every house save for one that we ever lived in, I take great offense at pointing fingers. You should be pointing fingers about how can we help?
Yeah.
It's too soon to be saying, oh, it's Gavin's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's like us taking seriously that there are, you know, magic lasers in the sky that direct the weather. That doesn't work. It doesn't happen. This is a catastrophe, and this is what's happened. And let's try to figure out how to work towards not having it happen again. But, you know, we don't control Mother Nature. Mother Nature doesn't give a damn what we want. Mother Nature does what she does. And if you're in the way, this is what happens. And California is chock full of people.
She's such an idiot that, yes, you can't control what Mother Nature does. However, you could take precautions.
Yes.
And the fact that they were telling everybody on January 1st or January 2nd that, by the way, this is going to be really bad. Mm-hmm. You guys need to prepare for this.
Yep.
And the local government there did nothing.
Yep.
Karen Bass went to Ghana. They did nothing. That is an inept administration.
Yep. All they want to do is blame Trump, Elon Musk, or climate change. And you're right. Look, wildfires happen. It doesn't matter how much you prepare for them. They will always occur. But if you are prepared for them, if you have full reservoirs, full fire hydrants, if you have dams that are still operational, if you have your mayor actually in her jurisdiction and not in another country for an inauguration, and if you have a governor, I mean, here's all you need to know about California's inept politicians. Gavin Newsom has been saying for 20 years he's going to get rid of the homelessness, right? Look at the homelessness in California. After 2 decades in office in San Francisco and running the state, has it changed? The answer is no. So these people continue to fail.
It's actually gotten worse.
And they actually, you're right. And they love to throw out blame. I mean, if somebody farts in the White House, they automatically blame and assume it's Donald Trump. They are the biggest finger pointers alive.
Well, I mean, look at his diet.
That McDonald's flatulence, it's awful. I've had it. Trust me, the nuggets get you every time. Especially that quarter pounder with them damn onions. Watch out for the E. coli. But, like, I mean, it would be one thing if liberals didn't point the finger every single time. If they were like, you know what, it happens. Okay, you're right. Then we shouldn't point fingers. But you lecturing others to say we should not be playing the blame game yet. And, oh, by the way, it's, well, you should be helping. She acts as if people are not helping. Like, people are helping. People are making donations to the Red Cross. There are firefighters out there. There's inmates trying to. It's not like it's just raging on unattended to. Everything she said was BS.
Well, and residents who filed a lawsuit blaming the utility companies and Edison, the one utility company for the wires, those residents who actually live there and lost their homes, who filed the lawsuit, they would beg to disagree.
Let's play the let's play that news report that Dawn just mentioned. Phil, this has got 21 on the first lawsuits that have been filed relating to the Los Angeles fires. Roll it, Phil.
In terms of the investigation, now authorities on the record are saying that both fires, both the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire, are under investigation. But the LA Times is reporting that there's an electrical transmission tower up in Eaton Canyon that is currently cordoned off. It's being investigated as the possible origin of the fire. Now, SoCal Edison has put out a statement. They put out a statement yesterday saying that they have checked all of their electrical equipment in Eaton Canyon and that all of it was working correctly and that it could not be the start of the fire. However, the LA Times reporting that an electrical transmission tower up in Eaton Canyon is currently cordoned off, possibly the start and the origin of that fire. Back to you.
Yeah, I said that in the 6:35 block today on the show. If you missed it, go back and get it on the app. When the LA Times and the New York Times or any left-wing propaganda arm of the Democrat Party is coming out and saying that it's either a man-made issue, wildfires from a campfire, an electrical, and they're basically saying, no, it's not climate change. and, you know, no, it's not who you typically would point the fingers at. I mean, I typically, that's what, when they go away from what they typically advocate for, in my opinion, it's even more reason to believe their reporting, because you know they normally have an agenda and a slant. So,
going back to The View here for a second, they rip, you guys mentioned Donald Trump. They rip Donald Trump over the California wildfires. Sunny Hostin, by the way, wasn't her husband was just convicted,
yeah,
or was just accused of, like, money laundering or something like that?
Accused of medical fraud.
In a huge case.
Yeah,
right?
He's a doctor, and there's, like, hundreds of millions of dollars in the suit, in which he and other practitioners are accused of performing unnecessary medical procedures.
This is just so rich of...
Oh, I love it.
Of hypocrisy,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mrs., I've got to read a legal disclaimer every time I say Matt Gaetz's name. Yeah. How's your husband doing?
Oh,
you fraud.
She and her husband have claimed this is a smear by an insurance company.
Yes, a smear. Smear.
Oh, it's actually racist.
That's a right-wing conspiracy.
Right. But he's accused of committing federal insurance fraud. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
He goes big, Mr. Hostin.
Mm-hmm.
Roll this.
Because he says it was unbelievable. I thought it was fake news.
Uh-huh.
He said that California's woke politics and DEI are the reasons for the fires, because Newsom has been tearing down dams because Native Americans, but he called them Indians, wanted some of the river back so they could catch salmon. And Gavin didn't just knock down one dam for the Indians. He knocked them all down. He knocked down four of the dams. I'm sorry, this is stolen land, first of all, okay? California is stolen land. Second of all, that's part of what always happens. These dams, there's preservation of the dam. So that was just complete.
She should be in jail for her husband.
Yeah, and your husband's stealing spleens and cash.
Allegedly.
You know, it's amazing. I saw this headline from Politico yesterday. Gavin Newsom and California Democrats reach a $50 million deal to, quote, Trump-proof the state. They are trying to Trump-proof
while California burns.
While California burns. Yet, here's Gavin Newsom saying, Mr. President-elect, please come to my state and work with me and stop making this political, as I spend $50 million in taxpayer dollars to Trump-proof the state from you, sir. That you talk about rich. That is very rich.
By the way, I'm reading a statement. I looked up the dam story because Trump had mentioned that the other day. October 2nd of 2024, and by the way, there's a grammatical error in the statement from Governor Newsom's office. It says, today, Governor Newsom announced the Klamath River Restoration Project completed the final work to remove the dams from the river. The largest such infrastructure project in American history has came in ahead of schedule,
Nick,
and on budget, has
Nick's
come.
Like, Nick's like, what's wrong with that?
No, I mean,
but this is the governor's office, and they have
sometimes
an
it's men first, sometimes it's women first, sometimes not at all.
So it should read infrastructure project in American it has come ahead or is ahead or was ahead. It makes me crazy. Anyway, grammatical error right in the first sentence of their news release.
It's ridiculous.
So he did do that.
Yeah.
Well,
By the way, if some people might be saying, well, what does it mean to Trump-proof the state? The first-of-its-kind agreement would fund litigation against the incoming White House and administration and protect against the potential mass deportation of immigrants. So if I'm Trump, I say, you know what? You want my help? Here's what I'll do. You start deporting the illegals, I'll help you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. How's that sound?
Actresses Yvette Nicole Brown and Kim Whitley were on with TMZ, and they said that the LA fire criticism of Mayor Bass is racist. So the fact that she left her state when she said she wouldn't, she said she wouldn't travel abroad, by the way.
Yeah.
When she left her state 2 days after they held a press conference saying, hey guys, these fires are going to be really, really bad. You might want to prepare yourself. She left the state.
Yeah.
She went to Africa.
Again, this is why broads shouldn't travel.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, you said travel abroad.
Abroad.
Dyslexia.
But these two actresses feel that any criticism of Karen Bass is racist.
Yep.
Roll it.
It's just been a difficult situation. You know, I got a son. He's stressed out. I can't explain to him, so I got to hold it in when I'm with Joshua, you know, because I don't want him to see me upset.
And I saw on Instagram, you know, it's his birthday, too. So
yeah.
I've been celebrating amidst the evacuations. How has that been, navigating that?
Scary. We went out to Thousand Oaks, and then they told us we had to evacuate. So I had to find a back road to get all the way back to Tarzana to get my dogs. He's in the back seat. He doesn't want to cry, but he's nervous. You know, it's just, you know, you hear about these things happening in the world, but now we see what other people go through.
Sorry, that was not the clip that I wanted.
Okay. Well, whoever that was, the mask, you notice the mask in her hand? Talking to a reporter while holding the mask in the hand.
Yes.
While she has a big jug of water and some toilet paper. Hopefully
she's
it was
drinking her water.
Well, yeah. 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 By the way, speaking of TMZ and speaking of celebrities, just wanted to mention this story.
Hang on.
Yes. You got it?
She's also been a black woman in America a very long time, so none of this is new to her.
Yeah.
We're mad because we're tired of it.
We're tired. Mad for her.
But we're mad for her, and we're going to stand. Listen. I don't know how you're here, but I'm happy you're here. Because somebody needs to say.
To stand, you know, behind her and support her. Because how she handling it, you can see it in her face. She stays calm. But think about this. She has the city to take care of. She does not have time to hear from these reporters.
She is also not mayor of every municipality in California.
Yes.
There are people that are mad that she didn't fix the fires in Malibu. She's not the mayor of Malibu.
You're right.
What is she supposed to do in a city she's not the mayor of?
People don't understand.
And let me say this, too. I could imagine how much it would hurt to see this happening in the city that she loves. That's first. So take away how it feels for people to attack her. She's heartbroken because this is happening in her city, a city that she loves.
Right.
That's.
And the people don't understand. They don't understand how large it is because a lot of people are sitting in other parts of the city. They're not in it. They're not in the fire. They're not in the smoke. They don't see. They're not there. They're watching TV. Why? And they want to blame someone. This is not the time to blame. It's time to get some resources. She has reached out far. We have planes coming in from other countries to help us. This is not the time. I need everybody to remain calm.
They need to leave her alone and let her
vigilant.
Do her work. Just let
support
her do her work.
The leadership.
Let
support Karen Bass.
Work.
That's all I can say. You cannot. This not the time. Ooh,
she's
y'all got
so
me
she's
upset.
Had a great response to the fires.
Absolutely.
A great. She has done what she's had to do. She's jumped in there.
We have fires every year, and I don't remember in the 30 years almost that I've lived in L.A., I've never seen everybody react like this to
and
the
blame.
Mayor and blame one person.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because maybe it's a historic wildfire.
Yeah.
It's not your run-of-the-mill wildfire. It's not your Tom, Dick, and Harry of wildfires.
And because there was no water, the firefighters, the way that they forget that the way this whole story evolved was that residents started saying, where are the firefighters? And even when the firefighters showed up, and we showed it on the YouTube last week, where the firefighters had these like canvas bags. It looked like a pocketbook, but it was actually a canvas bag that they were bringing water because the fire hydrants were dry.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that this happened and the media started reporting on it was based upon the fact that you had residents saying, where are the firefighters? And then when the firefighters even did show up, they pulled out, you know, the hose or whatever, and there was no water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how the story unfolded.
Mm-hmm. I love the terminology. Anytime you criticize somebody politically that is not a straight white male, you're attacking them. Hey, look, I got news for everybody out there, not much less those two there. When you're in politics, the first thing you should expect is to be attacked, right? Well, she's off limits because she's a black female. No, she's not off limits because of her race or her gender. She's being criticized because she's been in office since 2022. And the governor is probably even more to blame because he's been in office since 2018.
They cut the firefighter budget. She left the country after this natural disaster was, you know, basically they said, hey, this is coming. Of course she's going to get the blame for
it. Yes. And then you stood there. That clip last week that we played where she is in the terminal of the airport being questioned by Sky News and legitimately was asked questions for about 2.5 minutes and didn't speak.
Yeah.
You are the mayor of Los Angeles. You're not the mayor or the township solicitor of Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. I mean, my God, it's the second biggest city in the country. Can you at least show us some semblance of social communication skills? Is that that? And then on top of it, well, she's been very stoic. She's been smiling. Yeah. She's had a smirk on her face for a week.
The Los Angeles DA announced that Jose Carranza Escobar is facing 3 charges of arson. He faces up to 9 years in prison if convicted. This was the LA County DA announcing these charges yesterday. Roll it.
The fourth incident is an arson incident in which Jose Gerardo Escobar has been charged. Do we have that ready? This is an incident that occurred in Azusa, where Mr. Escobar has been charged with 3 different arson charges. He is looking at 9 years in state prison. This is arson that occurred at Pioneer Park in the city of Azusa. It was investigated by the Azusa Police Department, who acted very effectively and very efficiently in apprehending Mr. Escobar. Mr. Escobar, as well, has been not only has been charged, but he is set for arraignment today. So again, with respect to all these charges, as I said before, these charges are not evidence, and they are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But this.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That individual that the LADA just mentioned, that's the blowtorch guy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I know we had conflicting reports yesterday as to whether or not he was actually
let go. Yeah.
Right. So now it appears he is in custody, and they're not going to.
Because ICE moved in and he's facing federal charges.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
And if he was not facing the federal charges because of sanctuary status, he would have been free.
I believe so.
Just another reason why sanctuary status is a load of hogwash.
Joy Reid last night.
Speaking of hogwash.
Said that this is actually a plot by billionaire right-wingers to take over California.
Yes.
Oh, to buy up the land or something?
Yes. Because if they take California, they'll win elections until the cows come home.
Yeah. Much like when Biden is shipping illegal immigrants into the 7 swing states over the last 4 years because he wants to win elections.
So Joey Reid blames racism.
Well, why not?
To move into one of their other homes while they wait. It's the middle class homeowners in places like Altadena, where an historic and stable black neighborhood has been all but wiped off the map and ignored by much of the press, while the vulture capitalists are already circling, hoping to snap up the burned up properties for pennies on the dollar so they can hedge fund them into yet another batch of billionaire owned overpriced rentals. But the worst part, other than the fires themselves, has been the lies. Though if there is one thing the billionaire right is, they are consistent. They want California, America's biggest state economy, because if they can take California and retrofit it with their ugly right-wing policies, the way they've ruined Florida and Texas and every other red state where poverty rates are high and education is warped and non-white immigrants, pregnant women, victimized girls, and LGBTQ folks live in fear, then the fight for permanent control of America is basically over. They can drill and frack California till the fires this past week pale in comparison. They can rip out all the forests and hand over the land to developers, Florida style. They can drive out the brown people and the black and Asian people, or just sink them into the same apartheid they've created in Texas.
Wow.
And they will control enough electoral votes, if they control California, to never have to worry about another presidential election. The billionaire right knows that they cannot take California, home to Hollywood, San Francisco, and Kendrick Lamar, by culture.
Kendrick Lamar.
So they're looking to try to take it with lies.
Performing
and deceit.
Performing at the Super Bowl.
And by fire.
Yeah.
And joining me now is Altadena resident.
By fire. Yeah,
joining me now is a commercial break as I lose more of my viewers. You know, the three things I want to just obliterate here. Number one, how many people have actually left California, social class be damned, the last 5 years? Well, it is the number one state in which people get a U-Haul, pack up, one-way trip out of California. But to get specific with her billionaires, how many companies and big corporations have left California for Austin, Texas, or Nashville, Tennessee? That's number two. And then number three, here's one thing where she's not completely wrong, but it's not right. It's right and left. Those that are trying to buy up properties and turn them into rentals, that's not just right-wing billionaires. That's left-wing billionaires. That's what's creating a lot of our housing issues, because what have we heard from the WEF, the World Economic Forum? Last time I checked, left-wing, you will own nothing and be happy. And that's the only part that she is quasi-correct on, semi-correct on, is the housing thing. Because how do people get ahead in this life? How do they have their nest egg for retirement? Purchasing property. And when homes become unaffordable, you end up being in a rental for the rest of your life. And then you don't have that $300,000 when you try to sell a house 25 years later when your mortgage is paid off. But everything else she said, complete nonsense.
I think it's interesting that she talks about black and brown individuals, that they would be pushed out, because as far as the Latino vote, look at the strength with the Latino vote for Trump. I don't know that that argument plays out anymore.
Yeah. No. And who is the party of the elites these days?
The white,
it's not the Republicans.
White woke people.
Yes. The white coastal elites from the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah. So.
Dawn reported this this morning, but this is CNN's report on the electrical transmission tower in Eaton Canyon is under investigation as the possible origin of the fire. Again, we're hearing climate change, we're hearing this, that, and the other, and you know, it's unprecedented these wildfires are happening in January. It's actually not, but don't let a good narrative get in the way of the actual facts. This is cut 13, Phil. Cut 13 if you have it. There you go.
In terms of the investigation, now authorities on the record are saying that both fires, both the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire, are under investigation. But the LA Times is reporting that there's an electrical transmission tower up in Eaton Canyon that is currently cordoned off. It's being investigated as the possible origin of the fire. Now, SoCal Edison has put out a statement. They put out a statement yesterday saying that they have checked all of their electrical equipment in Eaton Canyon and that all of it was working correctly, and that it could not be the start of the fire. However, the LA Times reporting that an electrical transmission tower up in Eaton Canyon is currently cordoned off, possibly the start and the origin of that fire. Back to you.
So, I mean, I guess now I feel like we've got it narrowed down to one of two culprits. It's either these, you know, electrical entities, or as that LA Times report had mentioned, that one, not tourist destination, but where residents go to look at the ocean and camp out. So it's
a trail. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a trail. So either way, it's a man-made development pretty much.
Yeah. And I think the reason I'm playing CNN, the reason you quoted the LA Times this morning, Nick, and the big take, is because these aren't right-wing outlets that are saying this. This is a, you know, quote-unquote mainstream media, legacy news, whatever you want to call it, saying this.
Yes.
Which is the actual opposite of what people like Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and all, you know,
and Bernie Sanders,
Whoopi Goldberg, and everybody.
They all want to sit there and point the finger at climate change. But when left wing propaganda media comes out and says, no, it's not climate change, it has to do with either electrical or some shenanigans in the woods, you know, I'm going to take that as pretty close to being factually correct.
I'll get back to the political stuff in 1 second. I just wanted to play this clip because Philly, Eagles fans, Philly is again in the spotlight for a fan that may have acted a little inappropriately. And when I say may have, definitely acted a little inappropriate to a Green Bay Packers fan at the game on Sunday. I'm sure you saw this, Nick, over the course of the last 24 hours, crossing Broad and all of that, where all the sports host people were like, we need to find this guy. So they were up in the very upper deck
of
the link, and apparently he called this Green Bay Packers fan an ugly C-word.
Have we censored this?
Of course, okay. Yeah, of course. So I believe he's been identified. Is that correct?
From what I gather, yes. But then I was also told that this was a trolling instigation by the Packer fan to get the Eagle fan to do this with "aha, gotcha" with the phone.
I getcha.
But even if you fall for it, it's still kind of on you. But
well, the boyfriend of this, or I don't know if the boyfriend, but the person who came with this Packers fan is like a social media Green Bay Packers guy.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
So. Okay.
Some sort of troll or basically somebody that you would, if you were his boss, you would yell at him to get off social media.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT if you want to see this video of this gentleman. You can read the subtitles, I believe, in case you don't know what he's saying.
Amazing.
All right, yeah, roll it.
After reviewing the play, the runner was short of the goal line.
Oh, she flipped him off, too. She's an ugly, dumb C word.
Yep.
Wow.
Got it.
Yeah. You know what? Right off the top, she handled that incredibly well, considering those derogatory remarks were made. A lot here. Number one. That is basically the equivalent of the 700 level at the Vet right there.
Yeah.
If you're watching, you can almost see the overhang of the stadium. And that's typically where those types of occurrences occur. I'm assuming a lot of Miller Lite was consumed. But you know what? And it's not to excuse it because it's you should never say that to a female. It's common in these NFL settings that people, after they have 13 Miller Lights, think they're the Incredible Hulk, and they get foul-mouthed. My issue with this, on top of the obvious of, like, dude, don't call her that, is the fact that the media, when these things happen, they always run with it for far much longer because it occurred in Philadelphia. Versus any other stadium. Cowboy fans, Steeler fans, they're all awful. I mean, out on the West Coast, Raider fans beat somebody in the parking lot to death.
Yeah.
Remember that story 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is now?
But they love to run with the Philly.
Yes. Yeah, because we booed Santa. Yeah. We had a jail in the Vet.
Now, late last night, Eagles Nation put out that the Eagles organization and Big Dom ID'd the vile Eagles fan who berated the visiting Packers fan Sunday. And this guy allegedly has been banned for life from attending games. The team is also sending the woman Packers gear as an apology.
Good. Two things in addition to this. Number one, my sources have told me that Big Dom will actually be joining Tom Homan for mass illegal deportation. No, I'm just kidding on that. And then also, I will say this, and there's a lot of reasons why I don't go to pro sports games anymore, but one of them, and we're going to take the girls probably to a Phillies game in the spring or the summer, and my girls are obsessed with the Eagles now. I mean, every Sunday, is that Jalen Hurts? Is that Saquon Barkley? That's all they care about, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. Is Travis Kelce playing in this game? That's all. The only three questions they ever ask. But I don't want my daughters to be around. So, and this is not a shot at all Eagle fans, obviously. 99% of Eagle fans, much like every other group, every race. You know, most people are good people. But I'm probably not going to take my girls to an Eagles game unless I get probably, like, you know, some hookup or some comp in a suite. Because, it can be rough. And I don't want them to be surrounded by a bunch of
ignorant
fans. They're
not going to be surrounded
by
that. And the truth is, never in my life, of all the Eagles games we've we sat in all different spots.
Yeah. We have a bunch of big guys though. Like, yeah.
Well, that's
different.
True.
It's different.
And plus,
bringing females.
All
there.
The
plus
mentees
we're in
are
Eagles
as big as Big Dom.
Plus, we're in Eagles jerseys, so we're not really a target.
Well, yeah.
But I just think it's a shame to see, and I don't know why. Like, why this woman in particular? Like, but the guy's just, he's a drunk loser. Like, the drunk losers are everywhere. You're more likely on a city street across America to, you know, if you see some drunk loser, they might say something stupid. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why. I don't know. I just think they're blowing it out of proportion.
Well,
like
of course,
you said,
yes,
of course, because it's Philadelphia.
It's more common at football than it is at, like, you know, the Phillies game or the Sixers game or the Flyers game. Although there was apparently a big brawl at the Flyers game a couple of nights ago.
There was, yeah. I mean,
these two fans were decking each other in the face.
Yep.
It was epic.
But, by the way, the dude who the Eagles, quote unquote, mascot, the guy who has all the tattoos all over his
Swoop?
Big stomach.
With the shoulder pads?
No. The guy who has all the tattoos, he has Gritty, he has he has Swoop, he has the Philly Fanatic all in his big gut.
Yes.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, he got into a fight with a fan over the weekend too, and
shocker.
So,
I mean, if you're willing to put Gritty on your chest, odds are you're probably going to get into a fight.
You mentioned Tom Homan. He sat down with NBC's Gabe Gutierrez to discuss the incoming administration, his role as border czar. He had a bunch of questions. Tom Homan, as usual, held nothing back. On if he plans to prosecute public officials who don't help you, meaning governors and state officials who say, you know, that they're going to block this effort to try and deport people.
Oh, like California Trump-proofing the state.
What does Tom Homan have to say to people like that, to elected officials like that? This is cut 9, Phil. Go.
Do you plan to prosecute public officials who don't help you?
What I would say is, sanctuary cities don't want to help us, that's fine. I think it's wrong, but that's fine, because I would think any elected official would want to remove public safety threats from the communities. But there's a line they can't cross. Now, I've heard things saying we're going to put roadblocks up, not lie on the city. Well, that's a clear violation of federal law. If you don't want to help us, then don't help us. We're going to do it anyways. You're not going to lock us out of your city. We're going to do this job.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you don't want to be a part of the solution, that's fine. You want to keep gaining political points with far left people that believe in the concept of sanctuary cities. Okay, you just cannot obstruct us from doing our job, because at the federal level, we can go into your state and get the job done. I will say this, and I gave you my Trump appointees and my list of who I like the most right at the top, Tom Homan and Doge. But, man, I tell you what, Tom Homan doesn't turn down an interview, does he?
No.
Boy, he is out there everywhere. And you know my rule. I eventually get tired of hearing and seeing you, as I'm sure many of you get tired of hearing and seeing me, although the ratings would say otherwise. That being said, I don't want to hear from Tom Homan. In 6 days, I want silence from the Homan camp. I want him just
get
out
stuff
there.
Done.
Get it done.
Yep.
Get back to me in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Give me updates. I want to see these numbers coming down. I'm reaching my exhaustion point of media tour.
Well, Mayor Sherelle Parker has said she would meet with him.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Much like Fetterman meeting with Trump. I am totally fine with that.
How about workplace raids? Will there be workplace raids if you're on a job, a job site where there's a lot of
be a part of this
illegal immigration or a lot of illegal immigrants? Will they do workplace raids? This has got 10, Phil, go.
By when do you need that money in order for this to be effective?
The sooner we get the money, the more effective we're going to be. But because there's limited money right now, doesn't mean we're not going to start day one. We'll deal with it as we, you know, we're going to start day one. President's going to take steps to secure the border day one. We're going to start the national operation day one.
What are some of those steps on day one?
As far as, look, I'm not going to get ahead of the president on this. He's going to be announcing some things on day one. And, going to be things you've seen in the past, and there's going to be some new things.
Are we talking about re-implementing Title 42?
I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to get ahead of the president on that.
Should we expect workplace raids?
Yes.
Wow.
I wouldn't call it a raid. They're, you know, they're based
raid.
On investigation.
No,
but why do I say that? Number one reason, where do we find most victims of forced labor? Worksite operations.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration said they're concerned about trafficking. To include forced labor trafficking, but they stopped worksite enforcement operations. 3.5 decades, that's where we find a lot of victims of forced trafficking.
How soon should we expect the ramping up of workplace roundups?
We'll have to see.
Are we talking around Inauguration Day, even on Inauguration Day?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm not going to forecast what we're doing, but you can count on worksite enforcement coming back.
Hey, wow.
Hey, NBC News guy, how about you ask what city and what business Tom Homan's going to be showing up and at what time and on what date so we catch nobody by surprise?
But look at the sparkly when he asked, what about on inauguration day? That's a very oddly specific question.
He's like a dog with a T-bone.
Yes, but Homan, his eyes get a little twinkle. He smiles. Mm. And so that makes me think,
yeah, he's got a passion for what he does.
No, I think there's more to it. I think there's something that's going to go down.
He's ready. He's like my dog when I've got the scraps of the strip steak on the plate and he's looking up and the drool's pouring out of his face. That's Tom Homan right now. He's saying, ready to butt heads.
Are you saying on Inauguration Day, Dawn, there's going to be like...
That's what I infer. Like, much like Nick's doggy, knows that the savory beef is coming.
That's right. Beef.
So I infer from that maybe...
Mm-hmm.
Within, that maybe a 36-hour period of the inauguration or less, we're going to see some of these raids.
I'll go on record and I'll say now there will be a raid. It will be headline news material and it will occur in the calendar month of January. So we've got the inauguration coming up on the 20th. There's, 31 days in January? Within that next 10 to 11 days, it'll happen. And by the way, too, I went to school and I got my bachelor's in criminal justice, and I never wanted to be like a patrol officer. I hated doing juvenile detention work. But, man, if I could have been hired to work with Tom Homan on missions like this, can you imagine that? You're like in an armored truck or a van or maybe unmarked patrol cars, and you know you're going to a destination. You've got the weapons. You've got the zip ties. You've got the cuffs. And in about 4 minutes, you're going to be pulling up, catching somebody that's not expecting you, and you're going into their place of employment, office, restaurant, wherever it might be, maybe landscaping, and you just bust out of there and say whatever you say and then physically do your job. Oh, man, the anticipation. I'm actually getting a twinkle in my eye.
The YouTube audience, the most astute audience in radio.
Why? What did they say? What did they catch?
Tracy.
What did Tracy say?
Hysterical.
What is she saying?
Tom Homan.
Tracy, get over here.
On birthright citizenship. That's the big, talking point these days, right?
Yeah. Well, what isn't?
Cut 11.
Should birthright citizenship come to an end?
I'll leave that up to the president to make that decision. But what's your opinion? Do you think it should? I'll say this. Birthright citizenship is a major driver of illegal immigration. And that's what the whole controversy is about right now, right? If you come in the country legally, which is a crime, you get ordered, you lose your hearing, the federal judge says you must go home, or you don't show up in court and you get what they call an order in absentia, your order removed, and have a U.S. citizen child. People think they should be immune. The law means nothing to you now because you knew you're in the country legally. You chose to have an illegal alien. You chose to have a U.S. citizen child, knowing you're in the country legally, knowing you were ordered deported, and you went and made that decision. That's on you.
Yep.
Wow, that's on you.
Yep. I don't want to hear about feelings. You should have thought before you did the Humpty Dumpty.
Man,
that's on you.
The Humpty Dumpty.
And of all the transitions that are going to be happening. Yeah, I'll explain it during the break.
Thank you.
Of all the things that we're going to see with those in a position now leaving and somebody coming in, right? Merrick Garland out, Pam Bondi in, Department of Transportation, Mayor Pete out, new person coming in. Is there anything more refreshing? And I know technically he's not taking Alejandro Mayorkas' position, but Alejandro Mayorkas is most noticeable and recognizable because of the border crisis. We're going to go from that stooge who is like when he talks and you look at that bald, pale head of his and his lifeless presentation. We're going to go from that guy who almost has a disdain for doing the job to a guy like that who's legitimately salivating and, dare I say, even borderline horny about doing his job.
Wow.
I can't wait for Tom Homan. I can't. This is going to be great. It's going to be great. The number one issue in this country in some polls in October was immigration, slightly ahead of the economy. And that right there is the face to your issue. Right there's the solution. That alpha male.
I have more. I have more, but maybe we should do a quick break and come back and do more on the other side. What do you think, Kale?
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
I have, by the way, Peter Doocy and KJP, they kissed and made up.
Oh, so you're saying it's all a theatrical performance?
Remember when reporters used to be
bulldogs?
Interesting.
Represented the people. Although the Deuce Man does a good job. He fires fastballs.
But if you're just gonna like sit there and say, "Oh, you've been a great opponent,"
like a football game, right? For 60 minutes, you try to wipe the other person out, and then at the end of the game, you're nice job.
We still have more from Tom Homan. Also, work from home mandates, racist, and they hurt, and they hurt women.
And they hurt women.
Yep. We have all of that coming up.
All right. 8:40, as we continue, it's Gale and Company back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You've heard me talk about Chapman windows, doors, and siding, how much I just love my patio doors and all the work the Chapman family team has done in my home. You know by now, if I needed new windows, doors, or siding, I'd only trust the Chapman family team. So right now, until the end of January, listen to this. You get 50% off any standard door installation when you purchase a new door. A new front entry door can really change the look of your home. If you have maybe you have an upcoming event, a graduation, something special, a special party, right? You want to make sure that you take advantage of this incredible promotion before it's too late. And who wouldn't want a gorgeous new front door in all of your photos? It's like a makeover for your home. Chapman windows, doors, and siding, they carry a range of top brands to choose from, including the one I have, which is Provia. They're going to work with you to pick the perfect door for you in your home. You can visit their showroom in Westchester, or they can come to your home. First, you can take a virtual tour online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. So whether you are somebody, you know, you're looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, give them a call. You can text. They're listening right now. They're local. They're like-minded. 610-431-8898. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.